Hi there, what's up everyone? You're welcome to the second episode of Everything Relatable, and I am your host Madhuka Adara. Yes, what's up? How are you guys doing? I hope you guys are doing really well. So first of all, let me just show gratitude to those who have been very kind to me, those who have really shown me love, who has really shown me support. The love has been amazing, guys. I was overwhelmed, seriously. I was really touched by all the amazing comments I got, the feedback. You know, like, I wasn't expecting that outpouring of love, honestly, because I've never done this before, and I was very skeptical because I was like, I don't know if people would receive this thing well or if I should just toss it aside. Yeah, but the love was really amazing. I cried, I won't lie. Like, I'm not an emotional person, but I cried because, guys, the love was massive. Thank you to everyone, to those people who reached out to me on Messenger, and those who also reached out to me on WhatsApp, even those who went extra miles for me. Yes, some people actually went extra miles for me. Some people shared, some people started telling their friends. Like, people took it as their personal project, really. You guys are really amazing. Thank you so much. And please don't stop supporting, don't stop liking, don't stop sharing. We are on all streaming platforms, and the options are a lot. Like, we have a lot of options. You can also stream on Apple, on Spotify. I use Spotify a lot, so I can access through Spotify. And if you want to access through Google, then you can also go through Anchor. And then we also have it on our website. So show us love, show us support. Yes. So before we even go right into today's topic, let's just have a little chat. What's up? Like, what's going on? What's happening? For me, I'm battling cold at the moment. Like, I don't know what's up with this Lagos weather. I don't know if it's only Lagos or if it is generally, but this is like the first time that I would see that it's still raining in September and October. Guys, that's been raining constantly for the past 3 days now in October. And even in September, there was rain. Like, it was almost like an everyday thing. Like, rain kept on falling and falling and falling. The climate this year is strange. I don't know, but it's just very strange. And I can't wait for Amatan to come, actually. Amatan is like my favorite weather season. Yeah, so everybody's down with flu. Some people are down with cold. Some people are down with malaria. Some people are down with a lot. Like, this, I feel like this change of weather is just dealing with everybody as a whole. Yeah, so I'm down with colds. And I try as much as possible to stay very hydrated, because that helps a lot as well. Yeah, and I saw this movie, guys. I saw this movie on Netflix. This is called Jeffrey Dahmer. God. I feel like I need like 10 seconds to digest before I talk about this movie, because honestly, I don't even know how I feel about it. Like, this movie, this Jeffrey Dahmer story has kept me on my toes. Like, I can't believe that there's actually someone who existed that did all of those things. Like, the movie was, like, the movie gave me PTSD. Like, it gave me chills, I swear. Omo, may God not let us share and meet people that would put us in grave danger, because And since I saw that movie, I'm not going to lie, I've become very, very paranoid, guys. I've become very paranoid, because I don't know. I just feel like somebody is out to get me, and it's not cool. It's not cool at all. So yes, that's for that. And what else has been happening? Okay. Before I forget, Happy Independence Day in arrears to Nigerians. Yes. My country made 62 last Monday, and Monday was actually the holiday that was assigned by the government just so we could celebrate. Like, well, I don't even know why they give us holiday, extra holiday. Like, if there's a public holiday that falls on a weekend, like, some people believe that it should just end there. But for people like me, I actually like the fact that they try to give us, you know, one more day to, like, just chill. So, yeah. So, happy Independence Day to Nigerians. And I don't know how I feel about this whole independence thing. I just know that that Saturday was a time to, like, reflect. It was a day of reflection, even in my house. Like, we were really reflecting on, you know, the things that we've been through in this country and how static we've become as a nation. And it's just so sad. It's just so sad that we've been struggling and struggling and struggling ever since we became a nation. And man, I don't know. I just feel like we need to do better as a nation. We need to do better because everything is just going bad. Things are just going bad. On Saturday, Nigerians were out on the streets protesting. You know, like, even 21st of October will actually make it 2 years that the Nigerian government opened fire at harmless protesters at the Lagos toll gate. And till today, we are still asking the same question. Like, who gave that order? That's the question, who gave that order? And it's like, our governments, like, they're just, all of a sudden, like, they have amnesia, like, nobody knows. Like, did the military just come from nowhere? Like, the military is reporting to somebody. The military is acting upon the command of somebody. So who gave them that fucking order? Till today, like, they've just been going around in circle, you know, just trying to manipulate Nigerians, to gaslight us. It's really terrible. It's really terrible. Like, every time I think about this country, I think of backwardness. I think of destruction. I don't think this country is going to be redeemed ever. I don't think it will. I'm sorry to say, guys, I don't believe in redemption anymore because I feel we are in this sunken place and there is no way we can ever leave that place anymore. So it's either you just accept your new reality or you search for greener pastures. And this is a simple search for greener pastures by, you know, traveling out, by trying all possible means to travel out. I can't even believe that these days that your top priority should be how to leave this country. I don't think 10 years ago, like, that was like a top priority for people. I don't think it was. Like, it's just because of how bad things have become and everybody is looking for how to escape. You know, like, we live in a harsh reality, to be honest. Like, if you're not strong, I commend Nigerians. Like, we are really strong people, trust me. Nigerians are very strong. Nigerians are very resilient. Nigerians can adapt. Like, we have that adaptability in us. I think even as a continent, like, we are so used to adaptability that even when things are going from bad to worse, like, we don't even care. Like, we are going to adjust to that situation as well. So Nigerians are really strong people. I must commend us. We have been through a lot. We have suffered. We have really suffered. Is it the insecurity? These days, you can't even travel to your hometown. Wasn't it not the other day, I was having a conversation with my mom and I was telling her that I don't think my hometown, Imo State, is very safe. Like, you can't travel without having that feeling of, oh, I don't want to be kidnapped. Oh, I may be kidnapped. Like, these days, you just have to be where you are just because you're scared that it's not safe. If you're traveling by road, kidnappers are on the road. If you decide to travel by air, then there's a ridiculous amount that they charge these days. Like, the prices just went like 10 times higher. I remember traveling by air. Like, if you're traveling to Imo State by air, sometimes you could get a flight of 20k, but these days you'll be hearing 150k. Like, for what? So you just have to be wise. And then if you don't want them to kidnap, if you don't want there should be a possibility of being kidnapped, then you should just pay that flight money and just go je. It's really sad. Sometimes when I even talk about Nigeria as a nation, it's like for 2 hours I can keep talking about the things that are going on in this country and you won't even exhaust it, because all the sectors are bad. Everything is fucking bad. Everything is going down the drain. Everything is really going bad. And it's really sad. I just hope as we make 62, like, we do better. This current administration, like, this is the most ridiculous and most useless administration that I have ever witnessed since I was born. This particular administration, they don't give a fuck. They don't care. They don't give a fuck. They don't care. That's all. They don't care. In short, they've taken us from frying pan to fire. That's how it is. And it's really sad. So, I commend all Nigerians. I know nobody's happy because things are like really, really bad. So, yeah. So, I just pray that things just become better. And we do better. So we should just do our part. This current administration actually opened my eyes to a lot of things, and I think many other Nigerians can say the same, because it actually enlightened me on the need to get my voter's card, the need to be actively involved in, you know, in the government and everything, and just play my part as a citizen. So I feel like one of the things that I achieved this year was trying to get my PVC. Yes, I applied online in February. I think in January, and then in February, that was after like my birthday, and I just went physically and I did, you know, the whole registration and all the processes, and it wasn't even stressful at all. It was not stressful. So this everything just opened my eyes on the need to be active. You know, there's this mentality that we used to have as Nigerians, and before we would be like, oh, I'm all vote no they can't jare, they know they do those ones. Like we are very negligent when it comes to things like this, because we believe that our votes don't count, and we also believe that it doesn't matter, like we don't have to be part of it. But realize that just do your part, create awareness, try to talk to as many people as you can. Like, change doesn't just happen in one day. Like, it takes a gradual process. It happens. Like, even if the process is not as fast as you want it to be, as long as it is making an impact, it's fine, it's totally fine. So I think this is where we are going to draw the curtain, and once more, happy Independence Day in arrears to Nigerians and to everyone, both Nigerians home and Nigerians in diaspora. So on the 10th of October was the World Mental Health Day. Yes, so I just decided to use this opportunity to congratulate everyone, especially those who have been through one or two mental health issues and they've emerged as victors in this. I feel like mental health, not even like I feel like that, that's the reality. Mental health is something that a lot of people shy away from. Mental health is also something that people rarely talk about, because there's not much awareness on mental health. I think it was growing up and social media, I think that was where I got enlightened on mental health. I can't recall learning about mental health maybe during health education in school or anything. Like, I had no idea. And for those people who are in Lagos, you're going to be very familiar with Yaba Left. So I remember those times when I used to think people in Yaba Left are people like they are the average
mad people you find on the street. That was the whole mentality I had about Yaba Left. Like, Yaba Left. Guys, like, what's the official name for Yaba Left? God, this is embarrassing because I take that road often. Yes, that's the road to my school. Like, that's the route. National something something. Like, I don't know. Like, I just can't recall. It's not like I don't know, but I just can't recall. So, I think growing up, I used to think that, oh my God, like people who went to Yaba Left. In short, like, we used to even make reference. Like, maybe you're just trying to make jest of your friend and you're like, you know what, you need to get tested at Yaba Left. Like, you need to be checked, or you're supposed to be admitted at Yaba Left. Like, that's how crazy it was. So, I didn't really understand that Yaba Left was actually broad. Like, they deal with a lot of things. Yaba Left is a place that you get mental health help. You get help there for different things. Mental health is very broad, like, it's very wide. And I think many Lagosians said many of us are actually suffering from one or two mental health crises. But it's a fact that as Nigerians, we know how to max all of these things. Like, Nigerians are like the perfect people for something like this. An average Nigerian may be going through depression and you'd have no idea. Like, they won't say, like, you won't even see it, because I think we're just used to a fucked up system. Like, we're just used to everything going so bad, and we've learned how to live through all of these things. So yeah, so for everyone who is struggling, I don't know if it is anxiety disorder, if it is bipolar, if it is depression, whatever it is, I just want you to get help. Just be courageous enough to get help. We also live in a society that can be very cruel, in the sense that people like to stigmatize people. It is totally fine. It is totally fine to actually have these problems. Many of us grew up with so many problems that as adults now, we are suffering from PTSD. Like, a lot of people are actually battling these things. And it takes courage. It takes courage for you to seek help. Yes. So, if you're one of these people, please seek help. Go to therapy. See a counselor. There are different options these days where you can even seek for help. I was one time I was researching on mental health institutes where you can get, you know, little to no cost. And I discovered that there was actually a place. It's called Mentally Awareness. Yeah, so you can check up this place. You can also go to their Instagram. Their Instagram is Mentally Aware Nigerians. You can check them out, and they're actually doing an amazing job. Amazing. Sometimes you even get individuals who sponsor people. Yeah, who sponsor therapy sessions for people. So you can, you know, also reach out to them if you don't have money. And if you have, like, there are affordable places that you can go to seek counsel and therapy. And I wish you good luck, and I pray you get through it. So guys, today, coincidentally, like, today is International Day of the Girl's Child. Yes, International Day of the Girl's Child, and October 11th, and I just felt like to commemorate this day, like, why don't we just talk about this thing? Why don't I just speak on it on the podcast, and also have people contribute, and also create, you know, some form of awareness. So, in October 11th, 2012, the United Nations, jointly with UNICEF, came together and appointed October 11th as the Day of the Girl's Child. And I think they did this because it's just very paramount for us to have a day set aside to celebrate the girl's child. I feel like one of the strongest people that we have, especially because they are children, are like the girl's child. Like these people, like girls are not really spoken about enough. The female children growing up, there are a lot of issues that surround this, and I think it is a really good, it's one of the remarkable things that I feel like the UN has done, because these things are not being celebrated enough. So I was also carrying out some research, and it's really saddening to see a lot of things. There are so many girls out there who are subjected to different forms of harsh reality, and that's their reality. And it is crazy. It is crazy because you wonder, like, sometimes, like, I just sit down and I'll ask myself, like, why are these things happening, especially with the way, like, technology and everything, like this whole globalization, industrialization, like the world is developed. I feel like Africa, like as compared to our Western counterparts, we're not yet there yet, but I think we're not in the Stone Age. Like there's development in Africa, so there are some things that should not even be in existence. There are some archaic practices that should have been gotten rid of. Because when you begin to really deep it, like, why are these things still ongoing? Like, why do they still exist? Why do people still practice these things? Like, some of these things are really mundane. Imagine somewhere in Africa where girls are subjected to early marriage. Like, how would you marry off a 9-year-old? Even in our own northern part of this country, sometimes I see very young girls and you see them with babies. These girls deserve to be in school. They deserve to receive education. And if they don't want to, I feel like it's the basic right of everyone to receive education. So when I see these people, like, why, what, like, what is the attractiveness in a 9-year-old? Like, when you see a 9-year-old, like, do you not see a child? What is so drawn? Like, why are you so drawn to a little child? Because as far as I'm concerned, a 9-year-old should still be under her mother's care. But that's not the case. Even in our northern part of this country, people marry even 12 years. Wasn't it how many years ago that the news broke out that the king of Swaziland was marrying a 13-year-old from Egypt? Come on. I don't know if it was from Egypt, but I think it's from somewhere. And the king that has married more than 5 wives, still desires something in a 12 or busy 13-year-old. Like, guys, come on. Why are these things still happening? Why? We are also looking at the nutrition aspect for the girl's child. A lot of girls out there are not being treated well when it comes to their health. You know, they get little to no treatment, which is very sad. I see some children grow up with kwashiorkor because they couldn't get vaccinated. We have cases like this in the northern part. Not only in the northern part, even in Africa, like, there are some places that you see malnourished children. You also see children who have no right to not like they don't have right to education, but they don't have that opportunity. They don't. It's really crazy. Like, when I wanted to talk about this thing, honestly, I was feeling somehow, and I think it just made me appreciate what I have. Really made me appreciate what I have. Trust me, if you grew up in a good family, if you have the right to education, if you were being fed well, if you were being taken care of well, then I think you should just be grateful, because there are a lot of girls out there who had, like, they never had this opportunity. Like, none of them had this opportunity. It is so sad. And I also remember the Chibok girls that were abducted by Boko Haram in 2015. I don't know where these girls are. Nobody knows where these girls are. I think they've been able to rescue some of them. But it just leaves me wondering, from 2015 till now, some of these girls have been subjected to a lot. I'm sure some of them even have like 2 kids. These are girls who were abducted when they were like at the age of, I think they were still in primary school when they were abducted. And I hear that some of them are now married to these Boko Haram warlords, and some of them are even giving birth. Even some of them that were rescued from captivity, like, they found them with children. How old are these girls? It's really sad. It's really sad. We also, girls who are being trafficked. Human trafficking is real. It is very, very real. Very real. Let me tell you guys this story. It happened in the middle of this year. Somebody was telling me. So, she said she and her younger sister, they were going to a store that was like 2 streets away from where they stay, and they decided to take a walk there since it's just 2 streets away. And as they were going, there was this young man who wound down and was like, "Oh, where are you guys heading to?" And they were like, "No, we're fine, we're good, we know where we're going to, we live around here, so we know our way around." And the man was like, "No, let me just take you guys." Like, and this was around 7 p.m. in the evening. So 7 p.m. in the evening is usually dark. So the man was like, "Oh, pretty girls, like, you guys can't be walking around this neighborhood, this quiet neighborhood, especially when the society, like, everywhere is not safe, nowhere is safe." So after, you know, convincing them, they entered his car, and he was supposed to take them to the store. And supposedly he said he knew the place they were going to. All of a sudden, he just started zooming off, and my friend was confused. She was with her younger sister, and she was like, "Sir, but this is not the route to where we are heading to." And I was like, "No, like, there's traffic leading to the store. Let's take another way." And they're like, "Let's take another way, but this is the only way, like, this is the only shortcut you can take, so where else?" And after everything, the man just locked the car, and he kept on zooming off, and he brought out a knife. Yes, he brought out a knife. And I was like, "Shh, you guys should keep quiet now, keep quiet, and let's just go." And luckily for my friend, she said the bag she was carrying was the bag she used to go to school. So inside the bag, when she took the bag from home, she didn't bother to check the content. And the last time she took the bag, she had a pepper spray on her. So when she opened the bag, she was doing as if she needed to take her phone. And when she opened the bag, she saw pepper spray. And, you know, see, sometimes when you're in some situations, like, you'd be very surprised at what you can do as a person. She just summoned courage. Like, that was very brave of her. She just took out the pepper spray and started spraying the man. And as she started spraying the man lost control. Yes, he lost control. And, you know, people started noticing that, this guy is not moving straight. Like, what's the problem? What's the problem? Because the man was not comfortable. Okay, when she sprayed him and he was struggling, she was able to get his knife. And then she was like, "Oh yeah, open the door, let's leave." So by the time you know it, they were heading to a place where there was traffic. So the man had no other choice than to open, you know, and just let them out. And that was how they got out. Now, this is how some girls are actually trafficked. Some girls have been trafficked and their families have no idea. Some of these girls have been trafficked to Libya, like all these fucked up countries that is either you're going there to be a slave or you're going there for prostitution. It's really sad. And there are also girls who, growing up, they had like no proper guidance. And some girls have been raped, and they've been raped by people that they trusted a lot. Rape is very rampant in our society, and it is something that, you know, people like to toss under the carpet. It's surprising that some families would rather protect the rapist than protect the victim, or some people would rather blame the victim than hold the rapist accountable. Many girls have had to live with this, you know, this. I don't even know what to say, but people, like, if people start telling you stories, especially girls, if they start telling you stories of how they were molested, how they were abused growing up, like, you begin to wonder, like, why is it that they don't pay attention to children? Like, we don't pay attention enough to children. It's really sad. It's really, really sad. I'm just happy that we have organizations, but I feel like these organizations are not even doing enough. The UNICEF, the UN, the UNESCO, these people are trying, but it's like, you need to up your game. You need to help out, because some people are actually suffering. And some people, because of all these things that they had to go through as girls when they were little, they've had to, like, just bear the consequences. So it's really crazy. So to all the girls out there, I'm sure many of us have our stories. Even I myself, if I begin to share my stories growing up, they are not going to live here today. Yeah, so happy International Girls Child Day. And I just want you guys to, like, just ponder on these things. Like, I think it's time to start paying attention to the girl's child. I think it's really the time to start paying attention to the girl's child. If I give birth tomorrow, like, I'll be very extra. I'll be very careful. And I'll take, you know, extra measures just to, you know, safeguard my girl's child. Because I feel like there were some things that I wished my parents had done. But there's no time to be crying over spilled milk. Like, sometimes you learn lessons to avoid them in the future. So yeah. And if you've made it this far, thank you so much. Thank you guys. Don't forget that we are on all streaming platforms: Apple, Spotify, Anchor, also on our website. And we also have our Facebook page, and we also have our Instagram page on at This and That. Facebook at This and That. You can also reach out to me personally on Facebook at Madika Adara. And you can also reach out to Samuel at Samuel Interi. Thank you guys so much. I think that brings us to the end of this episode. And I just want you guys to stay safe. Please just be safe. And these are, like, trying times. And just be safe, please. Be extra cautious. And we are already in an Ember month. And if you are, as a Nigerian, you should be very familiar with Ember month, you know, conspiracies. So this is, like, the time that you have to tighten your seatbelt. Like, you have to be extra cautious. So guys, please, everybody try to be safe and just be good. So I'll see you in another episode.